Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some Amadiesso mixed with some relationships too. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from XenaLove87. Does come with a tiny update, and is titled "Am I the Arsehole for Reporting a Coworker Who Wanted to Set Me Up with Someone, Then Trying to Apologize After I Became Interested?" It's important to note that I'm 34 female, a lesbian, who isn't completely out, but I'm not completely in the closet either. I'm out when I'm with my close circle of friends. No, I don't live in a conservative area. It's just a personal thing, and I have my reasons for keeping it this way at the moment. So I work with a guy, 31 male. We've worked together for roughly 6 months. We aren't close, but I'd say we're work buddies. We don't follow each other on any socials, but we do chit chat here and there at work about insignificant stuff. Our political views align, so that's mostly what we talk about when we do talk. Last week we were walking out of the building together at the end of the shift, and he asked me if I was single. We'd never really asked each other anything that personal before, so I was taken aback a bit. I've had plenty of men in my life hit on me, and usually it's no big deal to let them know I'm not interested. But I've been single for almost a year now, and I'll admit my relationship status is kind of a sensitive thing at the moment. I told him something along the lines of, "Sorry, I'm not interested." He stopped me and said he wasn't asking for himself. I was just trying to get to my car and leave work, and I felt really annoyed at this point. I told him I wasn't going to hook up with his friend, and I'd appreciate it if he just left me alone. He stepped back and asked me, "What's your problem?" I told him if his friend was anything like him, then I really have zero interest. As I walked away, he said, "No wonder you're single." When I told this to my roommate slash bestie, they told me my reaction was extreme and that I was the arsehole in this scenario. I felt he was out of line and doubled down. The following day, I told our manager what happened and that the whole event made me uncomfortable. The manager had a coach and counsel talk with my coworker. That was yesterday. My coworker has been radio silent with me ever since. I expected he'd apologize, but nothing. The manager and I are friends outside of work. She knows I'm gay. When I asked her how the talk went, she told me I should have heard him out. I was confused and asked what she meant. Turns out he wanted to set me up with his sister. How did he know I was gay? He told our manager it was the Xenia Warrior Princess screensaver on my desktop and his gaydar from growing up with two lesbian sisters. She knows this employee somewhat well and gave me a sister's name and said to check her out on Instagram. Yeah, she's a 10. Walks that fine line between butch and femme perfectly and looks very liberal like myself. Now I feel bad because not only did I miss out on possibly meeting someone, but I was beginning to think I was indeed the arsehole and he just caught me at a bad time. I've always had issues interacting with men. The next day I planned on apologizing, but he put in a shift change request and got moved to second shift. I have his phone number, but I've been blocked. So Reddit, was I the arsehole here? And as I said, we do have like a couple of edit updates to reply to some of the comments and a little what happened afterwards as well. And we're going to start straight away with Throwaway Forever on this one, who says, "You're the arsehole. This wasn't just some random man asking if you were single. This was your coworker that you knew and trusted well enough to talk politics at work. Even if he was asking you out, I see nothing in your post that indicates he was being disrespectful or out of line whatsoever. You are clearly extremely sensitive about your sexuality and dating life. From another queer, I get it. It can be very complicated and emotional to live outside of heteronormativity, but you took this private pain out on someone who had been nothing but a friend to you. This is arsehole-ish enough on its own, but the fact that you doubled down on this arsehole move and got a manager involved. Triple arsehole supreme. No wonder you are single indeed. edit because I guess I'm just so irritated by you. Another thing is that you don't seem to actually feel sorry for this guy. You only changed your tune when you realized he had a hot sister, even after your friends told you you were an arsehole. Yikes. You're the arsehole, and I'm glad you didn't get a chance with her too. Gravesdigger says you're the arsehole, you jumped to conclusions, and now you're only planning to apologize to get at his sister, who you have absolutely zero chance with now. If this were a random man, I'd be behind you 100%, but this is someone you were friendly with. Maybe try hearing him out before assuming next time. Kraken Greyjoy says you're the arsehole. It sounds like you went from zero to offended in a second for absolutely no reason. Then you went and reported him. Look, if it was harassment or some rando, sure, but it was a person you were friendly with. Now you just lit that relationship on fire just because you made an assumption about someone. Shame on you. Mama Moonlight says yes, you're the arsehole. You jumped to conclusions instead of listening to your friend. Apologize now if you want to save the friendship. Edit, maybe it's too late to save the friendship, but do apologize if you get the chance. Also, I don't know why you went to your manager about this. And one more from Camp who says you're the arsehole on three counts. One, being way too defensive about something that many would consider a fairly innocuous question. Sure, I get that it can be uncomfortable, but people can be let down gently. Two, going nuclear on the guy. Absolutely no reason to make this a work issue unless you won't drop it. Especially egregious since you seem to also have been reacting emotionally to third party opinions outside the influence of the injured party. 3. Regretting it now only because you missed out on a chance. That's what you get for jumping down people's throats rather than hearing them out. I have good news though. You may still be in with a shot if you give your friend the apology he deserves. Seriously, if you're that prickly and frankly self-centered, it really is no wonder you are single. So OP's edits come in with, edit, I've accepted I'm a huge arsehole. The only way I know how to reach him is through work email. I sent him a message apologizing and asked if we could talk. Second edit, coworker had no interest in talking. I reached out to his sister on Instagram regardless. We've been chatting. I got her digits. She has no idea who I am and says she doesn't talk to her family much about her love life. So I'm going to see where it goes and cross that blown up bridge somehow when I get to it. We've been talking non-stop since I hit her up, so I think I'm in. Thanks, Reddit. Oh God. Oh dear. And we're going to finish with Kalau, who replies to that last edit there, who says, yeah, no, you're an arsehole from the start, and you're an even bigger arsehole for going after a sister regardless without saying anything. This is not going to end well, and even if you do get with her, you could possibly ruin in their relationship or jeopardize it for your own sake. Very selfish and arsehole move, but from your posts and comments slash replies, it doesn't seem that you care if you did that. And I got to say myself, I am shocked by that edit, that after all that's happened, you know, still thought it was a good idea to go to his sister and, you know, potentially damage that relationship as well. Just sort of feels a bit shady to me. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Oh, dearie me. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from OKImprovement8072, who asks, am I the arsehole for getting mad at my sister-in-law for choosing to attend her best friend's wedding over mine? I'm getting married in June. Everyone has saved the date since October. In December, my sister-in-law, my brother's fiance, found out that her best friend slash cousin is getting married on the same day that I do. Since then, she's been in a dilemma on which wedding she'll attend or whether she'll make them both work somehow. I've told my brother that I'll be hurt if they choose to attend the best friend's wedding, since my wedding was announced first and I'm immediate family after all right now, even to her. Her best friend is also her cousin, so she's family too, but sister-in-law in my opinion are more immediate than cousins. So the RSVPs were given out, and while my brother RSVP'd yes, my sister-in-law's was no. I called my brother to ask him for an explanation, and he has said he'll attend my wedding as I'm his sister, but his fiance has the right to attend her cousin's slash best friend's wedding. This rubbed me the wrong way because it seems like her priorities are not straight and she doesn't realize the significance of immediate family and in-laws versus cousin slash best friends. I told my brother I'll call her to express my disappointment, but he said I should not get involved and that I can't force her to attend my wedding. That I'm allowed to feel sad, but not be mad or else I'm an arsehole. And I think that last line said it all there, that, you know, you're allowed to feel sad, but you can't be mad at someone that wants to attend their cousin's wedding. And I think the right thing has been done in this scenario. Your brother's attending yours, she's attending her cousin's. And whilst everyone is going to be super happy for you at your wedding, it's only going to be like truly significant to you. It's you guys who get married, so just enjoy your day. You probably won't even notice half the people that's going to be there. That's what I've heard from multiple people that get married. It's such a whirlwind of emotions, and you barely have time to say hello to everyone at the wedding anyway. And that may be just a generalized statement. I know many people get to say hello to everyone, but when I've spoke to lots of people in my circle of family and friends, you know, they don't get to speak to many people at their wedding because they're going from one place, you know, getting married, then to the reception, then there's speeches, then there's a party afterwards. It's just one thing after another all day. Exhausting stuff. But I agree with brother in this one. If you try to force this situation, I think you would be the arsehole, in my opinion. But MM172 says you're the arsehole. It's her best friend. Would you be cool with your best friend skipping out on your wedding for an in-law? No. No, you wouldn't. And I know you wouldn't, because you're pitching a fit over the mere idea. You might possibly not be at the top of anyone else's priorities. Graciously accept your brother's perfectly reasonable compromise and drop it before anyone else decides they'd rather not attend an event that is rapidly becoming clear is being organized by a bridezilla. Ring the bridezilla bell, guys. Slide it in, says you're the arsehole. Her best friend's wedding would be incredibly important to her. I know mine would. She had to make a very difficult decision and she followed her heart. Sorry to lay it out, but unless you are very close to her, her bestie trumps her sister-in-law. Manguleg says, you're the arsehole. I think your brother and sister-in-law came up with a reasonable compromise to a difficult decision. I think you give off bridezilla vibes. Oh, that's two already. Fuck you, Shorzy says, respectfully. Your wedding is the most important day of yours and your husband's life. No one else really gives a fuck about it. I know that probably sucks to hear, but it's just another event for everyone else in your life. Sure, maybe your immediate family is excited for you and wants to help with arrangements and see you happy and all that. But even then, it's not for them. No one cares about this like you do, lol. So many people need to get this through their head. Get over yourself. Sleepy Feline says you're the arsehole. You don't get to dictate people's plans. She isn't your immediate family. They've done the sensible thing and are each planning to attend one wedding. And one more from Primary Criticism who says you're the arsehole. You're not immediate family. You're one of her in-laws. Her cousin is her best friend. You're not the center of the world. Other people don't have the same priorities as you. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Do you think OP is right and sister-in-law should be attending her wedding? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And our next story comes from Restaurant Conflicts, who says, am I the arsehole for taking the only two-seat table in the restaurant all to myself? Throwaway account. I, 35 female, have given up on dating but still enjoy date activities, so once a month I take myself out on a date. I go out to the movies, museums and even mini golf by myself, and I always treat myself to a nice lunch slash dinner around 3 to 4 p.m. after the lunch rush but before the dinner rush, so I have plenty of time to enjoy my food. For my self dates, I always look for a new restaurant to try. Saturday, I found this great little Mediterranean place. It's a real gem, hidden away at the end of a strip mall, with murals on the walls, lovely guitar music and about 7 tables total. When I got there, only one other table was occupied, and I sat in the only two-seater table. The waiter got me my drink, and I had just put in my order when a couple walked in. They looked around the small restaurant, saw me and the only two-seat table, and approached the waiter. I was on my Kindle and not paying attention until I heard the waiter say, "There are plenty of other tables." They whisper argued for another minute before I heard the man say, "She won't take that long to eat. She's all alone." The woman huffed, and they sat at the four-seat table right next to me. They ordered waters and loudly said they were still deciding what they wanted, but were clearly stalling because she looked right at me as she said it. I chose to ignore it. When I treat myself to self-dates, I go all out and order an appetizer, soup/salad, and an entree. My appetizer came out and I clearly heard the man say, "See, it's just a small meal, she'll be gone soon." I didn't say anything and just enjoyed my food. When I finished, the woman grabbed her purse like she was going to dash to my table before someone else came in, only for the waiter to bring out my soup. I took my time eating the soup as the waiter again asked the couple if they are ready to order. The woman said they are still deciding and needed water refills. Then my entree came out. As soon as they saw it, the woman said, "Are you fucking kidding me?" The food was amazing, and even though I knew they were waiting for my table, I took my time appreciating my meal. Halfway through, the waiter again asked them if they were ready. The man said he was starving and ordered. The woman was clearly not happy, but also ordered. I was tempted to order dessert too, but I was stuffed. I paid my check, and as I was leaving, I saw the couple moving their plates over to my table, which hadn't even been cleared off yet. At the time, I thought it was hilarious, but when I told my friends about it, they said I'd been an arsehole. They said restaurants like that were for couples on dates, not single people, and that it wouldn't have been a big deal for me to move or gotten takeaway and eaten at home. I said it was 4 p.m, not prime date time, and there were 5 other tables to pick from. But they said I'd taken the most romantic table and ruined their date for my own enjoyment. Now I'm not sure, and I'm asking the internet for an impartial judgment. Bollocks to that, bollocks to your friends' opinions as well. From the very beginning of this post to the end, I was always... go OP. You enjoy that. Go into a restaurant by yourself, golf by yourself. If you're really enjoying that, then I'm super happy for you. There's a couple of times when I've been in a restaurant by myself, like when I've been working away from home or whatever, and I go to a hotel, and sometimes I go out to a restaurant and I'd sit there, and it is wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. Your friend's telling you, you know, two-seater tables are for couples only. No, sod that. They are totally wrong. They were ruining your experience, if anything. And I'm glad you stood your ground and, you know, you was able to eat your meal and enjoy yourself at the same time. Because I know for a fact, if I was sat there and I had these people staring at me, it would have made me anxious. So I'm super proud of you for that. But Chris Third Account says, not the arsehole. You took the smallest table available, which happened to be a two-seat table. What would anyone expect you to do? Except exactly that. And quotes, they said restaurants like that were for couples on dates, not single people, and then says, fuck that nonsense. Sparrow42 says, not the arsehole, your friends are wrong. Restaurants are for people to order and eat food, not just people going on dates. The way the lady acted was ridiculous. And Celajonla says, not the arsehole, most places don't even have one person tables. It's more of an arsehole move to occupy a four-seater as a singleton, unless there's no other option than a two-seater. It's not your fault that they wanted your table and didn't even have the courtesy to ask you directly if you wouldn't mind moving. Slumbering Gnome says, not the arsehole, I hate when people get angry at single people just for existing. Single people need to eat too, and you shouldn't have to rush to get out of the way. Ever. Z Cheer says, not the arsehole, what the actual fuck? They ruined their own date. There's absolutely no reason for them to need that table. How is sitting at a four-person table have any impact on them? You did the right thing in taking a smaller table so the restaurant could use the bigger tables for bigger groups. Your sister is nuts. Why should you get takeaway or have to go home or move? You are a fully valid person on your own. Now, before we move on to the next one, put yourself in OP's position. Sat there at that table, this couple comes in and they're sat there staring at you, making, you know, passive-aggressive comments. How would you deal with it? Would you be able to deal with it like OP did and just, you know, crack on, slowly enjoy your meal and appreciate it? Or would that make you feel anxious? I gotta admit it myself, I think I would be feeling anxious in that moment. I may eventually explode at them, but it would certainly make me on edge and not be able to enjoy myself at the same time. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Pegasus Tenma, who says, "Am I the asshole for being angry with a neighbor that rang my doorbell repeatedly at 4 a.m. So this happened a few hours ago. I was sleeping when I woke up to my doorbell ringing non-stop at 4 a.m. Because I live alone in a small building in the downtown of a big city, I have a policy with myself of not opening the door late if I don't know who it is, since sometimes there's drunks at night, bars close by, and antisocial behavior. Well, the doorbell kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and I was getting really angry since I have to wake up at 7 to go to work. So I opened my window and shouted to please stop it or I would call the cops. I see a couple of dudes trying to say something and I shut my window since I don't want to hear insults thrown my way. Immediately, they kept ringing more and more and I think to myself, it might be something else. So I open the window again and one of the dudes say they are my neighbor from flat number 3 and they are locked out of the building. I grab my keys and go down absolutely furious. It turns out they went out for a smoke and locked themselves out of the main building door. I went mildly ballistic. Next time you call a fucking locksmith. This is ridiculous. I have to wake up in 3 hours. They sort of apologized and wished me a good night, but I just went back to my flat absolutely furious and I couldn't fall back to sleep due to the adrenaline. I now kind of feel bad for being so angry, especially when I think, what would I do if I was in that situation? Although then I think, I wouldn't fucking go for a smoke at 4 a.m. with my mate early Monday. So, am I the arsehole? And we'll start off with It's Jamie Dodger, who says, not the arsehole, they were being annoying as fuck at 4 a.m. Nuff said. Icy says, not the arsehole, and not your problem. I would have called the police. Did you even recognize the neighbor? It could have been a lie to get you downstairs by yourself and now into the building. OP replies saying, the last part is also in the back of my mind. I am 90% sure they are neighbors, and when I checked the lock, it seems while attempting to stop the door from closing behind them, the opposite happened and they locked themselves outside. Even if they had keys. Strange door lock, I know, and is something only possible to do if you're already inside beforehand. I hope I explain myself at all. The only people I've seen do this with a lock are people that go out for a smoke, so they don't need to use the keys to open the building door again to save like a second of time. Seagull Stealing Chip says, not the arsehole, that's bonkers. I would be so mad, especially if they didn't apologize properly. Take your keys next time, idiots. And Royal Arachnid says, not the arsehole. I had neighbors whom I shared a front door with, who did it a few times. I finally had enough, went downstairs, took out the batteries from the doorbell and went back to bed. Icing on the cake, they could see me doing it through the front door window. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Is your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and I hope you know that. So thank you so much for taking that time. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up. I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today.